This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Oprah Winfrey and Starbucks have partnered up, as you may have heard, which explains how I've got one of those cardboard hot drink sleeve things on my desk that's got a pearl of wisdom from Oprah printed on it. The only courage you ever need, it says, is the courage to live the life you want, which is great if you're Oprah and you never have to worry about the mortgage and all the rest. Author Zach Bissonnette has been browsing the self-help book aisle, noticing the, shall we say, inconsistencies between advice givers and their own personal behavior. He's put together his own slim volume of that advice. It's called Good Advice from Bad People. Zach, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to go straight to the introduction of this book. The question, of course, is where shall wisdom be found? not with these people in this book, man.
Well, I think there's a little bit of wisdom. I mean, the
little
maybe
tiny
from,
bit.
From unlikely sources. The idea of the book, you know, it struck me sort of about a year ago how easy it is to become an inspirational icon or, you know, a self-help expert and that kind of thing, and how often the people who we look to for wisdom are often terrible at following their own advice.
And it's lucrative too, right? I mean, you say right here in the intro, $11 billion on self-improvement products in 2008.
Right, and half of that's probably Tony Robbins, but there's still room for a lot of other people.
To be serious for 1 second before we get into lampooning these people, that some of the need for self-help, I mean, people actually feel this stuff, right? They want it, they're looking for it, and they turn to these people.
Yeah, and that's a question I had was, you know, does it in a way really matter, you know, that, for instance, the two sort of founders of the advice column in America, Ann Landers and Dear Abby, were two sisters, and they were not on speaking terms for most of their lives. They had a horrific relationship, and yet they provided advice that a lot of people, I think, derive some value from. You know, so does it matter that they were sort of hypocritical in most ways?
Yeah, clearly not, because as you say, and this is a quote, in our desperate need for motivational figures, we make almost no effort to vet them.
My favorite example of this would be, you know, someone like Lance Armstrong, who's in the subtitle of the book, who, you know, we were just told constantly he was so inspiring. He was such a hero. And, you know, about all we knew about him was that he rode a bicycle really fast and that he, you know, had a prognosis that allowed him to come back from testicular cancer and do that, which is great. But was there anything there to really show that this was a person of high character? And when you go back and sort of look at the record, you know, no, there wasn't. He just told us he was, and we believed him.
All right, we will start with a guy for whom I personally believe there is a special place in hell reserved. His name is Donald Trump, and he says, you have to be confident as you face the world each day, but you can't be too cocky. Anybody who thinks he's going to win them all is going to wind up a huge loser. I believe this man still thinks he's going to be president, for crying out loud.
That line from Donald Trump comes from his book, Trump Surviving at the Top, which he got the contract for right at the height of his Art of the Deal power. Mm-hmm. And by the time the book came out in 1991, Donald Trump's empire was in serious trouble, born of his own sort of narcissism and overconfidence.
Here's another one. When you know what you are talking about, others will follow you because it is safe to follow you. None other than the CEO, the former CEO, we should say, of Lehman Brothers, Richard Fuld, in 2006. Hello, follow you?
Almost exactly 2.5 years before the bankruptcy. What's funny about that, most of the sort of CEOs that I found, they were cultivating personality-driven brands right at the sort of apex of their careers, right before it all goes to hell.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think in order to be these guys, it takes a certain lack of self-awareness where these guys are not able to see their own hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. They're just so into their own sort of power that, you know, you confront them and it's like, oh.
And it sounds just like that, too.
It sounds exactly that. That is verbatim.
It is called Good Advice from Bad People by Zach Bissonnette. Zach, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.